All right, it's that time. It's time for Beyond Sight and Sound. Let's do this.
SMW Shooters and Prospectors. What is SMW Shooters and Prospectors?
We at SMW Shooters and Prospectors help people find treasure.
Did you say treasure?
Yes, treasure. Just listen to this amazing review from our happy customer, Jackie Sparrow.
Error, chocolate ship shape, and a pleasure to deal with. I was able to buy everything that I needed at prices that were shillings less than others. I found my 9 pieces of 8 in no time. Savvy?
I know you're asking yourself, why should I shop at S&W Shooter and Prospectors?
Chuck Smalley has over 45 years of metal detecting experience. He works with each customer one-on-one to customize their setup to match their skill level.
So if you always dreamt of being a pirate,
contact
Chuck at SNW Shooters and Prospectors, and he'll take a great deal for you.
Eyepatch and rum not included.
Caution. Please do not operate motor vehicles or power equipment while under the influence of this show. Listening to this show could cause side effects such as bouts of laughter, violent binges of cabin fever, and even dreams of silver and gold. Please be advised. Now that the fine print is out of the way, on with the show. All right, we're back. We're live once again. I think. We'll see what happens. Trying to do a little bit of testing tonight due to the fact that there have been some changes in the platform dynamics, you could say. So hopefully everything is working correctly. I'm trying to run around behind the scenes here and check some things out. So we will we'll get Chuck in here in a little bit. He may be in. He's been busy. Full moon. That's all I can say. You folks know how it goes. I do see that the mods are in. See that Dennis and Scott and the Bills and everybody's dropping in okay. Tom, good to see everyone. And we'll wait until Mike's along too. For those who may not know, I do believe Mike has a surprise contest. Well, look at that. Speak of the devil. I do believe, unless I'm speaking out of turn, Mike has a surprise contest up
currently in metal detecting Central Illinois. I can't tell you when it closes. It may have already closed for all I know. I have not seen it. Well, I briefly saw the post in passing. I'll put it that way. Things have been a hectic day for me. They've been a hectic, hectic day for Chuck. And if he's able to make it into the show, we will we'll discuss that a little bit, maybe. Either way, I'm able to check some things, but I can't really pull myself away right now to check others. So, I guess we'll start with, hopefully, the audio's working okay. I don't know. I'm trying to get a handle on... Okay, the surprise contest ends Thursday, Mike says. So we do have that. Nice, Scott. Of course, you know, we could just make everybody mods. And then that would be kind of like the inmates running the asylum, right? Of course, maybe we're not far from it anyway. I don't know. So anyway, we'll see if Chuck happens to make it in at some point. Hopefully the audio's okay. And as I was saying, Mike had his surprise contest up. And I see in the chat that that does end Thursday. So we do have that. And we've had some sort of, like I said, some sort of change in the platform dynamics, I do believe. It looks like, from what we're seeing, and I don't know if it allowed it tonight or not, but from what we've been seeing, Facebook basically is restricting the use of third-party apps as far as access to the group. Well, access to the groups in general. So that is part of the reason where Detect America had their issues Monday. And I don't know if we're getting into the group as far as the Beyond Sight and Sound group or as far as the Detect America group. That's why the link tonight, the post tonight just simply said that we were going to be streaming to the Beyond Sight and Sound page and the YouTube channel. Depending on what happens with tonight's little experiment, so to speak, we'll see how things go. And if I see that we're making it into the groups, then we'll still... we'll still have that access. We'll still be putting the stream into the groups. if we're not getting into the groups, you can go ahead and find us on the YouTube channel here or over on the Beyond Sight and Sound page. I did not get any notifications that it was restricting me from moving things around. But I will check on that shortly. As a matter of
Hey, y'all.
We've got, there we go. We've got Chuck into the room now, I do believe. He's coming through, which I was not expecting to see you so soon.
Well,
if at all.
Well, we got back and there was some supper. So I ate supper and relaxed 10 minutes and come on downstairs and hooked up with you. Did you look up the pink full moon?
Practically would have had to have inhaled supper, I would think.
Oh, no. Didn't inhale it, but moved right along.
But it looks like we've got the crowd.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
Yeah, we do. And it was interesting today. That's all I'll say about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all around been a different day.
Yeah, well, I can tell you one squad car was involved in a crash. I can tell you the structure fire, multiple medicals, and a bunch of young men that got caught messing around this afternoon after they broke into a place.
That's doing under what they shouldn't have been.
That's right, under current remodeling. And they pushed over a drum, and in that drum was probably 20 gallons of used motor oil, and that garage was covered in it. And so we diked and dammed it, and they're bringing a pro in to clean it all up. And those guys, they rode in a squad car. They're gone right now. So, yeah, busy day. Started at 7 this morning and ended up, well, it's not over with yet. Last call was around 4:30. Quarter after
right,
4.
The so far. The moon.
Yep. Interesting. I see somebody was mentioning they went out and only found one shroom. I went out and found about the same the other day. And basically, it's dry here, but they're talking a little rain coming in on the weekend and storms, so we'll be watching that.
Yeah, we don't really need any more storms right now, I don't think. The way it sounds, and that's another thing, for those that are field hunters, it sounds like the season is coming to a close.
Pretty much, because the boys are out everywhere with the big 32 row planters going like mad, and we could see them. They're putting up the dust clouds. It's dried that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they want to get that crop in the ground ASAP.
Yeah, they do.
Money.
That's right. That's right. And we still have tonight frost warnings just in the north of us. We could get down and close to it. Real close to it. So, but then it's up, then it's raining. So the rain is, the boys are hoping for that rain, I'll guarantee you.
As long as they can get the crops in before it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dennis said they were planting his permissions today out there in central Illinois.
Yeah. May not be able to get back onto those spots until fall, folks.
Yep. Well, the fields that were corn stubble are going to be beans, so Switch the fields.
Well, that is one nice thing, though. Those fields that you may have hunted this past fall and early spring that were corn stubble fields, you can look forward to really covering next year, because usually crop rotation, it'll be bean stubble.
Yeah. And get that pocket to lay down. There we go. No, it ain't working for me. I got several of these shirts, and this morning we were out with the school. They were doing, I don't know if in your areas you're familiar with this, Operation Prom, where a car wreck set up and we got victims in there.
Oh,
we
yeah.
extricate, brought in the chopper, flew them out, circled, dropped them over on the football field, and then they go through a mock-up funeral. And the prom season's on, so hopefully it sinks in.
Yeah, it is that time of the year, and hopefully it reminds some people to be a little responsible.
Yep. So,
I mean, it's much better to be responsible than dead.
Yeah, we do this every couple years. They bring out the juniors and seniors, set them down, and we go through this, and, you know, they all come out all giggling and laughing, and I saw a couple of girls walking back in toward the funeral, and they were in tears, and the guys were awful quiet, so that's good. It's sinking in.
Yeah, it does sound like it. It does sound like it. And I see Detective America's in the chat.
Oh, good. Welcome back.
Yeah, we've been talking back and forth. Monday, there was a bit of a snafu with the streaming platform. And we thought we were going to have it tonight, too. But from what I see, it looks like I'm still getting into the groups. It did look like the feed is in the Beyond Sight and Sound group as the Detect America group.
Janice is tagged with a Facebook. Michael is tagged with an F on it. The rest are on Spreaker, I believe. So it must be getting through.
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, we're away from Spreaker altogether.
I'm sorry. Wrong choice. No.
So that would be an interesting experiment. Make sure that it is getting through to the groups so we can try to isolate whatever this glitch was from Monday or even moving forward. Because I noticed tonight when I went to go live, it wanted to throw me an error and say that it could not. So,
ooh.
Got off the ground just a few seconds late.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway.
And I see here that says, Scott McCleary says, every school should do Operation Prom.
Yes, I agree, Scott.
Yeah.
I know they do them.
Definitely.
A real big one in Davenport, Iowa, and Rock Island. And this was well done today. Well put together.
Well, that's good. And if it saves one life, it was well worth the effort.
Yeah. It is. It is.
And speaking with you earlier today, I wonder how many people in the chat know. Does anybody know? I mean, right now we're in the full moon. It showed up yesterday. Tonight's the apex. Tomorrow is waning out. Why do they call it the pink moon? See if anybody can figure that one out. It's not too hard to figure out. And with it being, because I guess tonight would be the apex of the full moon.
Yep.
So it may be a short show for you.
You can tell it by the number of times the tone starts dropping. Some of it's kind of silly stuff and others are serious. I mean, my God, there was structure fire today near us, car wrecks. I've hit the button, didn't know it, and get paged to check out on now my fallen can't get up button. And
oops. Oh yeah, because you never know, you got to be on the safe side.
Serious seizures and had that. We were busy today.
I wasn't laughing at you. Shannon, she posted, she looked it up, but she already forgot.
Well, Shannon, I'll tell you what. I can understand that because I saw it yesterday and I forgot. Until today. Rolling out.
Right.
3:30 in the morning on.
Well, since the 1790s, the Native American Eastern tribes have referred to it as the Pink Moon because it coincides with the arrival of the April wildflowers.
Yep, that's basically Barb typed it into. The full moon in April is known as the Pink Moon. Named after the herb moss pink, is creeping flocks, moss flocks, or mountain flocks. Yep, and hangs in there with the flowers.
Right. Ground cover.
Yep. And Tam has her own. Tam has her own explanation because more baby girls are born in April.
Well, it sounds like a plausible excuse. We can go with that.
Right. Right.
That's a good one. And I see Ohio Relic Hunter has a comment retracted or something. I don't know. He must have removed his own comment. Either that or the cat's in the chat.
Oh, we got the Marshes are in tonight. Adrian and Josh. How are you guys doing?
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I got to watch them. They had a nice auction going. If you guys should follow their auctions, they got some neat stuff that they auction off. Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure that...
unusual stuff, you never know.
Yeah. And I'm sure that... if they'd like to, they can drop a link to their group in the chat, or Mike probably could as well. He's a frequent flyer with their auctions, I do believe, or make some purchases on his.
I get in and out of the auctions, but last night I got to watch quite a bit of it. And they had some neat old shovels, the old wooden handled ones. They had signs and... They had an old, it looked like what would have been a rototiller, but it had a hitch pin on the back, little farm implement with a drive on the front wheel. And I don't know how old that was, but that was interesting and different stuff like that. So they've got a regular group that follows some of the older items that they come across and put up for auction.
Yeah, and they do have quite a variety. I've been fortunate enough to drop in and see some of the stuff in the past.
And you'll find some good prices once in a while. They do silver and other stuff, too. They do silver coins, old coin sets. I've watched a little bit of that when I get a chance.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good time. And I know they've done the old signs and... oil cans and things like that in the past too.
And what they have, they had the IHSA Girls Championship sign from somewhere. They had a road sign. A couple other ones too that were pretty neat.
Right. Damn. I figured that I would expect a comment like that from Ohio Relic Hunter, but I guess we can expect them from Tam, too. She wants to know if that means pink cows will jump over the moon now.
All depends upon what you're drinking, Tam.
Or how much spray paint you've got.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
That just sounds like a mess.
Michael, I don't know the Garrett detector yet, but I know KG and Ringy are putting it to heavy use. But Scott, Marshes are on YouTube, and if they're on there, put your Facebook site on there where we can watch your auctions so others can see it right now, Josh or Adrian. Link that with us. Type her in there.
Yeah, go ahead and throw it up there in the chat. The mods will let it go as long as I think it'll let a link in.
Yep. Put a link in and hang on to it up there. They sell some neat stuff. And they like some of that Halloween type item stuff. They get some of that in there that's pretty old and different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Scott wants to know what. Big John. Scott wants to know what the name of their channel is. I can't help you there. I'm drawing a blank.
Shannon Bortner has a question. Why is Mindlab and Naka both linking new machines up on Amazon only? They're mirroring each other with a low-end model or Hunt X or whatever that is that Naka has. Find X, excuse me. It's only on Amazon. One unit retails for $139, and the pro version of that is like $239,
$229. But that is basically like a big box exclusive, not available through dealers.
Right. So they both got these low-end units. And that they're selling. And it's for the ones that are toying with the idea of becoming a detectorist. They go out and buy those, and they'll probably do all right. They'll find a few things. So we'll see how that comes back.
Well, In that respect, I'm sure it will do what it's supposed to. It will find metal. But, like we've said before, some do it better than others and in certain environments. A proper tool for the proper task.
I don't know if you guys remember. This is Mindlab and Nutka, and I'm comparing it to a grocery chain here in the Midwest. For those of you who remember the Eagle stores, Eagle food chain, Hy-Vee started up and started spreading. They said they would build a store in every town that an Eagle is and try to be right across the street, and they did it. And so you got this battle on, and Eagle was no longer around. So you got this battle on of detecting companies on Amazon, which I don't recommend Amazon for anything. I'm just that way about Amazon. Because a lot of times...
No, you will not get the after-the-sale customer service.
No, that's one thing. The other thing is they'll put stuff up there that are knockoffs that look like it, box up like it and are knockoffs out of China. Or
you
wherever.
Mean like that orange pinpointer we all hold backwards?
That orange pinpointer, there's been some detectors, both Garrett and my lab have had ripoffs made and put on. And I've had people, and it used to be on the 5000 was a big one. And they said, this thing won't find anything. It's not working. Well, they got it. Didn't pay what you paid for a 5000, a real one. Didn't have the markings that were proper on the box, but people were, I bought a 5000 online. Yeah, take that out there and see how that works. And then they come on, they're complaining, and do you want to send them back and that kind of stuff.
See, this is why we say deal with a trusted, reputable dealer.
That's right.
And that way you don't have that headache and heartbreak.
The Amazon fees kill the dealers that are using them. You really got to sell a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But the companies are moving that way. Garrett has their own Garrett Direct site. So you guys are watching, you'll see dealers drying up. I know of several that I've worked with in the past are closing their doors.
Okay. And they have been over the past few years. And this is not the first time we've seen this. I mean, we've seen it from Fisher, too.
Right. And Adrian and Josh posted up Marshy's Oddball Antiques and Auctions. And they get some neat stuff. Check them out.
There you go.
You can see you go to the site and they've had notifications up of when the auction is, how it works. And it's live.
It is.
Yeah, Josh Auctioneers. And he gives them lag time, you know, up to 10 or 20 seconds, whatever it takes. Make sure all bids are in. Does it real fair.
Right. Yeah, and they do. They do a pretty good job of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see you later. The tones are dropping.
Yep, there we go.
Damn full moon.
All right, we'll see you. Bye. Chuck, stay safe.
You too, bye.
Yep, figured he wasn't going to be around for very long, actually, because of the fact that this is just the nature of the beast. This is the way it goes when it's a full moon. And anybody that's dealt with that, whether you've worked in emergency services, whether you've worked retail, any of that stuff, coming up to the full moon, it gets crazier. And we're up to the apex of the full moon tonight. Calls always ramp up. The nuts really do kind of fall out of the trees, so to speak. And then as we get past the full moon, it starts to calm down. Tones don't drop as often. You don't have as many crazies out there in the streets, so to speak. So, other than that, as long as, let me see here. I do believe that Mike is in the chat. And we do still have a few items that we could offer up for a giveaway. So we may see, I may do one more test before we get out of here. And we'll see about doing a little live giveaway maybe for a silver dime. And with it being the sort of night that it is, we'll say, we'll go ahead. I'll drop that in the YouTube chat, but for everybody that isn't following on YouTube, we'll go ahead and have them type in pink, hashtag pink moon. And we'll let that go for a minute. And we may go ahead and try to do a giveaway for a silver dime and see what happens. Little, just some testing and everything. I mean, we've got things that we've had going on, and there are still some adjustments that I need to make with things. But I had been meaning to work on this for a little while. I did find some time this afternoon to try and start to get it rolling. See how things go, you know, and we'll see what happens. Who was, imagine that, Tam again. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, we'll give everybody a chance to put hashtag pink moon in. And we'll give that a try and see what happens here. And I'll give everybody one more minute. Get a chance to get everything in. And then we'll get to find out whether I broke something. Who knows? I mean, there are still other adjustments that I'm needing to make, but this was one of them that I had meant to work on. So we'll see what happens here and see how things go. Okay, and we have a winner. Well, that works out all right, I guess. So I think maybe I've figured that out. Maybe. If they're still around. I mean, live giveaway, you should still be around, right? Although it is the pink moon, maybe they're already getting crazy. Maybe they've left and they're going to go do something wild and adventurous. So, we'll give away a silver dime if they're around. And if they're around, everybody give a round of congratulations to Shannon Bortner. If she's here, answer up. And actually, it should be pretty easy for me to spot if she's here. I'm sure she's here somewhere. Phil says, mine! Mine! All right, Shannon's here. Give her a congratulations, folks. Shannon, I'm sure Mike already has your shipping address, but PM him with your shipping address and let him know that you won a silver dime on the live giveaway, which Mike's in the chat. I'm sure he already knows it's a Rosie, but it's still a silver dime. Still counts. And he will get that shipped out to you. And now we have seen, ooh, that looks like that could smart. But it looks like we've got that hurdle accomplished, so we may work in some live giveaways moving forward of some smaller items. And we'll see what we can do about that. Looks like Mike is saying she is covered. Outstanding. And we thank you once again for that, Mike. That was a good test to try and run with that. Obviously, that was courtesy of Mike Laquamette, Metal Detecting Central Illinois. Check out their Facebook group if you have not already. He does have a surprise giveaway, surprise contest going on currently that ends Thursday. And even though I do not have the end time right off the top of my head, Mike always ends his contests on Central Time, obviously, Central Illinois. So you will want to keep that in mind. Get over there. Join the group. Great group of folks over there. Always a good time. And quite the friendly group of people as well. And you always see some very interesting prizes. But we did want to make sure and try that, make sure everything worked. Now, next hurdle. Looks like we've conquered the distribution again. Now it's just working on tying all the audio in to how it should be. So we've got the call-in number again. We've always got the link for the show available for folks that want to drop in through the link. Past experience, their audio sounds even better if they come on through the link rather than over the phone. Through the link rather than using the call-in. I'll put it that way. And I think we're going to go ahead and make it we're going to cut out a few minutes early. So those that may be interested in seeing the Pink Moon, go enjoy. But be careful. Watch out. The full moon always brings out the craziness. And like I said, if you've worked in the emergency services or retail, anything like that, you know what I'm talking about. We're out of here. Congrats to Channon. Have a wonderful evening, folks.
You found us here tonight. Thanks for dropping by and joining in. If you like metal detecting, treasure hunting, gold prospecting, or even entertaining discussion, check us out Wednesdays and Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite podcast distribution services.